WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. The Todd
CBS News Brief. What, really? The Supreme Court's issued itself a new code of conduct after months of ethics scrutiny over scandals involving luxury gifts and vacations. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This all stems largely from undeclared lavish gifts and travel accommodations received by Justices Thomas and Alito.
They both failed to disclose perks from wealthy benefactors. President Biden's pushing for Israel to protect a hospital in Gaza where supplies have run out, and Hamas is using people to protect themselves. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
They essentially are using these civilians as human shields, these men and women, babies who have very dire medical conditions and need treatment.
Traffic's a nightmare, but still no timeline on I-10's reopening in Los Angeles. State Transportation Secretary Tokes Omishakin.
This is our litmus test. Did we reach everyone and convince them that they need to plan ahead and plan alternate routes?
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. Efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee could be in trouble. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. The bill's author is Republican Dan Fine.
We're still in session until February, March, so this is not over for this session. We're hopeful to get to some kind of an agreement before we adjourn for the year.
Fine on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Dunn County Historical Society has officially unveiled their solar panel garden after years of development. According to a WEAU report, construction on the solar garden began over the summer after the organization exceeded its fundraising goal of $177,000. The solar panels are not in use just yet while waiting for some final parts, but executive director of the Dunn County Historical Society, Melissa Nieland, says they will be up and running within the next couple of weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced legislation to keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers. The legislation changes two statutes, the crime of disorderly conduct and the definition of domestic abuse, to prevent people convicted of disorderly conduct as a result of domestic violence from possessing a firearm. The legislation comes after a state Supreme Court decision that found disorderly conduct as a misdemeanor and doesn't qualify someone from purchasing a firearm. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The Todd Almaz Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Milwaukee Bucks and Chicago Bulls at 5-serve form. The Bucks are 5-4, the Bulls 4-6. Milwaukee coming off back-to-back losses on the road to the Pacers and the Magic over the weekend. Marquette's basketball team goes up a notch, now ranked 4th in the nation. They'll be on the road tomorrow night to take on number 23-ranked Illinois. College football head coach Luke Fickell upset with what he describes as a complete breakdown of the Badgers football team after losing to Northwestern at Camp Randall 24-10. The Wildcats continue their search for a new head coach, and one of the candidates they have in mind is former Badgers coach Paul Christ. Baseball, at a press conference in Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Cubs. Counsell says he didn't realize how upset Brewers fans would be.
I underestimated that reaction for sure. Miscalculation on my part for sure.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear and mild for this time of year, a low in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy tomorrow. Gusts at times will peak out above 30 miles an hour, maybe even as high as 40. High-low 60s. More sunshine and near 60 on Wednesday. Right now it's 53.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A happy Big Monday happy hour. Happier Big Monday happy hour? If I can say it, I'll Monday, be happy, Dom.
Hour. I'm happy. Happy, happy days, Curdy.
Dom, here's where I want to start this hour. By giving our phone number so you can join us, 844-967-2789. Number two, Dom. Third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. could be the Ross Perot. He could change the electoral outcome. And, you know, the polling I was bemoaning last week, the swing state polling, the Donald Trump beaten Joe Biden polling. Well, Don,
the oversampled of Republicans polling.
When you throw a little RFK Jr. in there, it changes the entire dynamic of the vote. And he's got small ears and a strange habit on airplane flights. We'll get to that in a minute. How RFK Jr. could change the outcome of the 2024 election, Dom. This math changes dramatically, at least in current polling. There are a few things you could be more certain of in life than a Democrat or a Republican winning a U.S. presidential election. We don't usually do third parties or independents in this country. Chances are Democrat Joe Biden, I hate to even say this, or Republican Donald Trump will be elected a year from now. But it would be foolish to diminish what the current polls are telling us. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is polling higher than any independent or third-party candidate in a generation. He, along with other non-major party candidates, has a real chance to affect the outcome in the 2024. I know we touched on this a little, Dom. Take a look at a recent Quinnipiac University poll. Kennedy hit 22% amongst registered voters. According to the author of this article, that struck me as very high, so I went to the polling vault. The last independent presidential candidate to earn over 20% support in a poll within a year of the election, the ear guy. The sucking sounds, your job's going to Mexico. Ross Perot. He sounded like George W. before George W. In 1992. He ended up getting 19% of the popular vote that year, Dom. And he probably made Bill Clinton the president. Now, Perot is a bit of an exception in that independent or third-party candidates usually fade as the election nears. Dom, do you recall John Anderson?
Nope.
John Anderson was polling above 20% during the 1980 campaign before polling in just 7% in November. In 1968, former Alabama Governor George Wallace topped out at 21% in pre-election polling as a third-party candidate before picking up 14% when the votes were cast. The amazing thing, though, is that these three have been the only non-major party candidates in the history of polling to hit more than 20% within a year of the election. And Kennedy is now part of that select group. Moreover, those three prior candidates ended up getting above 5%, if not 10%, in the final outcome. So what would that do, Dom? We talked about those swing state polls, the New York Times, what was it, Siena College surveys. And Kennedy was in the high teens to 25% in the six closest states that Biden won in the 2020 over Trump. Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan. 17 to 25% currently polling, according to the very same polls that have Trump beating Joe Biden. And the Time-Siena polls were notable, of course, because they sent some Democrats into a tizzy like Dom and Republicans into euphoria earlier this week.
Trump, I wouldn't say I was in a tizzy, Crudy.
Well, somebody was.
No, I think it was you.
Trump came, I don't remember that. Trump came in with a higher share of the vote than Biden in five of those states among registered voters and in four of them among likely voters. And if the final results match those polls, Trump would win the election. But here's the wild card, Dom. You gonna throw the wild card in?
Yeah, I'll throw it in here. This is from CNN.com from a couple of days ago. But when Kennedy was introduced as an option among likely voters, Trump was ahead of Biden in only two states, Georgia and Nevada. His five-point leads in Arizona and Pennsylvania disappeared into ties. Biden held a well within the margin of error edge in Pennsylvania, while the two were tied in Michigan. Put another way, a clear Trump polling lead became a jumbled mess with no clear favorite to win in the Electoral College, thanks to Kennedy. Both Biden at 34%, Trump at 36%, were south of 40% in an aggregate across six states. The fact that an independent candidate could take such a large chunk of the vote shouldn't be surprising. Both Biden's and Trump's unfavorability ratings were in the high 50s in the Time-Siena poll, as well as others. They tied with Democrat Hillary Clinton and Trump in 2016 as the two least like frontrunners for their party's nomination in polling history. But CNN goes on, given all that, it's no surprise we're seeing other independent and third-party candidates jumping in or potentially jumping into the 2024 race. Independent Cornell West got 6% and 4% in recent Quinnipiac and CNN SSRS surveys. Jill Stein announced Thursday she was running for the Green Party nomination in 2024. She had about 1% of the vote nationally in 2016, but notably earned more votes in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin than Trump's winning margins over Clinton in those states. We've talked about that a lot. Also on Thursday, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he would not run for re-election next year. He was entertaining the idea of running as a third-party candidate earlier this year. Manchin took 10% as a no-labels candidate in a PRRI poll during the summer. Now, as CNN goes on, none of these non-major party candidates are likely to win. That, though, really isn't the point when talking about them. They're worth talking about because they are far more likely than usual to take a large chunk of the vote from major parties, which a lot of Americans feel disenchanted with. The ultimate winner could come in with well less than a majority. Whew.
Well less. I mean, some of the math I'd seen stacking up Kennedy against the two better known top of the ticket probables had, these guys in the mid 30s. If he's capturing 20, they're only in the mid 30s now. That would really mess up the math.
Rigged. Do you buy it? I mean, do you buy it? Do you think that? I mean, here's the thing about polling. Polling is a snapshot, right? We don't know, right? I mean, we don't know what has going to happen with Donald Trump. I know, we all know, but how that plays out electorally, we don't know. Joe Biden apparently right now still running, but again, older men, the tail end of their political careers, anything can happen in another year from now. So there's a long way to go. And this junior dude, man, he's got some weird plane etiquette.
Well, I was going to say lots can change. Tim Scott quit the race. Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. Staff didn't see that one coming, I guess.
His
staff was blindsided, apparently.
Oh, did he stick it to him?
I'm not clear if he's going to pay their severance on the way out, but they're not making it to Iowa. Now I'm sort of Scott Walker-esque in that regard. But
is DeSantis going to make it to Iowa, Crudy?
I think he's all in on Iowa. DeSantis is, Ramaswamy is, and of course Nikki Haley are. They all are. Because it's their only gasp. Finishing second to Trump in Iowa is like, it's the only possible way they could gain trajectory. Like if everybody galvanizes around the silver medalist. Now understand, the first guy could have run the marathon in 2 hours, and the silver medalist could be Chris Christie back here at 42 hours. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily going to be a close race.
Yeah, but it's also, not going to necessarily be a sprint either. And if Chris Christie turtles his way into the convention with Trump at the top of the ticket as a convicted felon, there's a lot of what ifs out there, man.
Well, here's the reason. Here's the early rationale from my point of view. It's not the vaccine denialism. And, Bobby Kennedy Jr. played out on Ring of Fire for years on the former progressive mic, WXXM, here in Madison. Him and Mike Papantonio had a show together.
Oh, what? Really? So he's the next radio jockey, man?
He is.
If you're on the radio, you are qualified to do everything.
Unfortunately, I think as some of the prior theories of what caused autism and some of the prior thought links between vaccines and autism, I think as some of those things were disproven, I think Robert Kennedy Jr., I think is out there as sort of a kook at this point, sort of a fringe in that regard. But here, Dom, is the real problem. Have you ever gone barefoot in a public place? Like, I know you do the flip-flops, but have you ever taken off the flip-flops and just walked around on some dirty sidewalk? Or
Generally not, but sure. Have I in my life? Sure. But I prefer the flip-floppies on when I'm walking down the sidewalk.
Like, you talk about working out at the JCC. You wear the shoes on the JCC, like from here to the shower, right? That's courtesy to you.
No, man. I'm barefoot. Come on, man. I'm in the shower, man. I'm going to go hit the sauna and the hot tub. And
you don't wear sandals between the sauna and the shower?
No, dude. I do not.
Well, then maybe you don't find this objectionable. But Robert Kennedy Jr. does something very objectionable. I don't know if I can tease this. I don't know if it's worth dragging out any longer.
All right, but no, I think we should tease it. We'll come back and we'll tell you. But I'm curious now as we go into break, Rudy, what kind of footwear do you wear in the locker room?
Flip-flops. Like sandally, but the hard ones, not the split-the-toe ones. I don't like that. No splitting of the toes. Toes split against themselves cannot keep Crudy standing united. I got to have the full foot jammed in the wedgie one. And then I'll take a shower. But what's the last time I was in a locker room? It's not a common frequent occurrence. That implies sweat.
Thank you. Finally got it.
844-967-2789.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates, sausage making and bookies.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your tickets. Always at 844-967-2789.
So, is that enough teasing, Dom? Can we get to the facts?
Yes, let's do it. Let's lay
just,
it out there.
Just the facts, Jack.
Every time Crudy goes to the locker room, he wears flip-flops.
Which is rarely, and never the toe-splitting kind, only the, you know, thick plastic kind. Dom, apparently, sans flip-flops. The only time you don't wear flip-flops, as far as I'm aware, is on the tile floors of the JCC. That's really being discourteous, as far as I'm concerned.
What are you talking about, man? I mean, there's... Why?
You don't go barefoot in public, man. What are you, Robert Kennedy Jr. on an airplane? The hell's wrong with the two of you?
Not on an airplane.
Let me read the brief coverage. I did go to the original source. It was TMZ. But I actually prefer the coverage of the Daily Beast. He was the featured story when I found it. RFK Jr. goes barefoot down plane aisle on first class flight.
Ew.
RFK Jr. took being footloose and fancy free to another level earlier this month when he allegedly hoofed it down a plane aisle without any shoes or socks. You ever seen a grown man naked? Oh, look at Nate. He's right on this. Ever been to a Turkish prison?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Nate, man, welcome to the party, man.
He's doing this of his own volition, but very, very powerful stuff. A photograph of the RFK Jr., who is running in the 2024 election as an independent, strolling through an aircraft. And here's the troubling part. Bear-toed! Was published Sunday by TMZ, which, yes, you can see all his toes, which reported the stamp was captured during a November 2nd flight from Portland to Dallas. The tabloid attributed the photograph to Justin Hawkins, a conservative analyst, with the Heartland Institute, a public policy think tank known for its climate change denialism. Sweet job. Hawkins described the moment on an episode of the Institute's podcast last week. Everyone wants to be a podcaster, Dom. Here's his quote. The floor is covered with food and, like, disgusting food. You know, it is airport food. He's walking to the restroom with no shoes and no socks on, Haskins said. And I'm thinking, this guy is a presidential candidate? He doesn't wear shoes and socks on a plane in first class? What is this? Question mark.
What is this? What's happening?
Indeed. Jeff texted in. But are they better looking feet than three-toed MTG? Yes, absolutely. In that they're lift and separation of the toes.
Would you say he has presidential toes, Michael?
Not if I can see them. I never saw Obama's toes. Thankfully, I never even saw Obama
shirtless on the beach, right? In the water?
I didn't look at his toes, Dom.
Well, okay.
I've never seen Trump's toes.
I don't think Trump says seen his toes in quite some time.
Probably a few other body parts. So I think this is nearly disqualifying if we just tell enough people. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends. RFK is a barefooter on an airplane. That is quite close, Tom.
I mean, listen, I would say in my experience, and I've been to a lot of locker rooms, a lot of gyms. You know, I work out. I used to work on a farm.
Oh, it's so evident.
Most folks don't, you know, if you're in the shower or the whirlpool, whatever, they aren't wearing.
Well, I'm not saying in the whirlpool.
Okay. But I'm just saying that's been my experience. Some do certainly, most don't. But I've never, seen anyone walk down the aisle of an airplane barefoot. Now, I'll get on the airplane with flip-flops on, especially going somewhere warm or coming back from somewhere warm, right? So I have the opportunity, if I so am so inclined, to just slip them off.
That's why when we fly, I never like to be next to you, you know, because I don't want to claim your bare toes. I don't want to see your toes. I don't want to claim your toes. Put some socks on if you're going to wear sandals like grown men do.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn, you kids.
Oh, that's fantastic. 844-967-2789. Mark from the sack. You wear sandals and socks, man, or you just go barefoot with the sandals?
Back me up on this. Back me up, Mark.
Well, I with the neuropathy of my feet, I have slippers on most of the time when I'm, you know, in the house. That
so got like, you have, okay, so I, socks and slippers or just slippers, Mark?
I would slippers, yeah, pretty much. That, but it all depends. But I was just thinking that I'm surprised that Trump hasn't trained Barron now to be coming out with a rousing of "Der Mordig Tag ist mein," you know, tomorrow belongs to me. That from Cabaret, that. Little Nazi ditty that came out that in that movie that's deeply disturbing, that because these guys are fascists. I mean, they're just pure and simple, and they're willing to go along with this.
Well, Mark, here's the thing. So obviously the speechwriters are, I would say, you know, selectively using some very specific words that have, you know, riled people up throughout history. But do you think the average Trump supporter, average Republican, you know, define them however you are, average conservative, do you think they're aware of that history? Do you think they care?
Well, they certainly should be aware of it. They should, and probably, is it a failure of education system, or are they just ignoring it because they feel so put upon? They see, well, that, you know, you can't go out and lynch the black people anymore. You can't go out and beat the gay people up the way you'd like to, and the women folks sure are, you know, have too many rights these days. And these people are getting pretty upset about that.
Don't even get me started, Mark. You know what? You know, the decline of Western civilization was no fault divorce. I mean, just ask any conservative. Thanks for the call, Martin. 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've been observing the text line. Cam texted in from Nina. Says, Chris Christie toes? I've not seen those. And then in all caps, too much fetish bashing. And that thought had not crossed my mind. But now that it has, back in your cage.
Not a fan. You know, feet are kind of gross, actually. But, you know, my feet are fine. But other people's feet are nasty.
Here's something else I'd like to point out to you, talking about bashing. I recall the day I sang on this fine radio program, something from the Sound of Music, I believe. Sort of Hitlerish referenced. Actually, it was a few of my favorite things, I believe, or maybe it was a doe, a deer, a female deer.
I mean, it was Sound of Music. I mean, there certainly an undertone of Nazism going on.
But I clearly recall the bashing. And you, my friend, you playing your producer soundtrack, dancing, literally pirouetting for the home viewer. Never bash my karaoke nights on the radio again, please. I know this one too. I could sing this one, but I won't.
You got someone else singing with you, right?
Betsy. Betsy.
Good hell. That's right. Betsy.
You said, stop the singing before all our audience goes away. And literally, we took the call, and Betsy was singing at the same point I was. And I love her for it. And it was a promo. I think we hammered that thing for a while.
It was funny.
It was. I like to be funny occasionally. 844-967-2789. Nothing but serious politics around here. And foot fetishes. I didn't even think of that.
Like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Diversity offices at the universities of Wisconsin remain a sticking point in talks on UW system funding. The UW system announced $32 million in new spending Republicans are demanding for key degree programs last week. System President Jay Rothman.
This is a critical juncture. Are we going to invest in our universities? Are we going to invest in the greatest talent magnet the state has and talent developer that the state has, or are we not?
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. Wisconsin's gun deer season starts Saturday. Wildlife officials remind hunters it's illegal to shoot from an all-terrain vehicle, even if it's parked. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says guns and bows on ATVs have to be unloaded. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new Christian private school will soon open in the Chippewa Falls area. According to a WQOW report, Venture Academy will soon open in Jacob's Well Church in Chippewa Falls, serving students from kindergarten to fifth grade beginning next fall. Head of school Brian Sullivan says the school will enroll up to 168 students from kindergarten to fifth grade starting in the fall of 2024. The school then plans to open sixth grade classes in 2025 and expand through 12th grade after their new building is finished. Work on a helipad in the town of Lake Holcomb has been completed to help serve rural residents of Chippewa County and Rusk County. Work on the helipad began in June, and officials say it will help supply medical care to rural areas in the region twice as fast. The land where the helipad sits has been entered into a 99-year lease with Cornell and Sheldon, and the helipad can't be used for anything other than first responder landings. Officials say the helipad is now fully functional. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Milwaukee Bucks and Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. The Bucks are 5-4, the Bulls 4-6. Milwaukee coming off back-to-back losses on the road to the Pacers and the Magic over the weekend. Marquette's basketball team goes up a notch, now ranked 4th in the nation. They'll be on the road tomorrow night to take on number 23-ranked Illinois. College football head coach Luke Fickell upset with what he describes as a complete breakdown of the Badgers football team after losing to Northwestern at Camp Randall 24-10. The Wildcats continue their search for a new head coach, and one of the candidates they have in mind is former Badgers coach Paul Christ. Baseball: at a press conference in Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Cubs. Counsell says he didn't realize how upset Brewers fans would be.
I underestimated that reaction for sure. Miscalculation on my part for sure.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear and mild for this time of year, a low in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy tomorrow. Gusts at times will peak out above 30 miles an hour, maybe even as high as 40. High-low 60s. More sunshine and near 60 on Wednesday. Currently 49 degrees.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through a Monday happier happy hour. That seems like the right setup for this story, Dom. Donald Trump Jr. took the stand Monday. Trump Jr. back on the stand. Among other things, He joked about perjury, praised his father's eye for sexiness in real estate.
What?
And compared one Trump Organization building to the National Monument of France that boasts the Mona Lisa dome. It's called the Louvre. Yes, the Trump portfolio equitable to the Louvre and the Mona Lisa, of course. CNN reported that Trump Jr. testifying in the $250 million civil trial brought by Attorney General Letitia James referred additions made to the Trump Park Avenue as being like the Louvre with glass cubes added to provide more light. Those are called solar tubes, man. He probably put a couple of skylights in. Frank Runyon, a court reporter with Law 360, detailed more of the testimony about the grandeur of the Trump Organization's assets, quoting Trump Jr. as saying the following: magical, a sexy place, amazing location, highest price per square foot, incredible, almost like the Louvre, very special, extra something, the ultimate penthouse, spectacular. He's loving it, Dom, clearly.
I find it sexy.
It's so very sexy.
Trump Jr.'s glowing praise, accompanied by more than 100 slides, did not stand up to cross-examination, shocker, from the Attorney General's office, which pulled up a slide of Trump's Los Angeles golf course. Didn't the 18th hole of this golf course literally... Sorry, I'm trying to keep a straight face here, Dom. Didn't the 18th hole at this golf course literally fall into the ocean? The attorney reportedly asked. Trump Jr. agreed. Yes, that is a hell of a water hazard. The testimony doubles down on his brother Eric Trump's commentary on Fox News over the weekend, during which he called the Trump Organization holdings the Mona Lisas of the real estate world. Is she smiling? Who can tell, Dom? Responded Democratic political strategist Adam Parkamenko. I honestly didn't think Eric Trump could get any dumber. That's someone else's statement, Dom. I would never use a broad brush like that on either of the Trump boys, especially Fredo.
So was it Eric or Junior testifying today, or both?
It was Don Jr. Don okay. Jr. There's more if you look around. The judge gave him a little, what do you call it, rope to hang himself with, Dom?
A little leeway?
He was given some leeway to brag about the Trump org. Let me just read briefly. I found this one over at the Raw story. As you know, Dom, one of my favorite sources. Trump gives, Judge Ingeron, right? Gives Trump attorney rope to hang himself. Talk about how great the Trump org is. When the judge is telling you that... Let me read a little from this article. New York Supreme Court Justice Arthur Ingeron ruled that attorneys for Donald Trump could use public relations materials from his website in his $250 million fraud trial. That's always the best stuff, the stuff I write about myself.
Go to the website.
Have you looked on Wikipedia? The New York Attorney General's office objected on Monday after attorneys for Trump presented a PowerPoint slide called The Trump Story, while Donald Trump Jr. was on the stand. From lowly beginnings on Fifth Avenue. No, let me read on. Prosecutor Colleen Faherty objected to the grounds that the presentation was untethered to anything relevant. That seems like a good objection.
Oh, they just got to get into the record, man.
But Ingeron overruled the objection. Objections overruled. Let him go ahead and talk about how great the Trump Organization is. That seems like it might contain a little sarcasm, Dom, as they've already been found guilty of fraud, right? Inflating the value of their assets, and now they're talking about how great they are, and he's the one that gets to set the fines and the penalties, right? No, tell me how great you are again.
Don't
how
stop,
much money please. It's all worth according to you, but not the, you know, the appraisers. 844-967-2789. John from Boaz. How you doing, John?
Hey, John.
Hi, guys. Hi. This is the greatest radio show ever.
You tell everyone
well,
that.
Sounds like it.
If you believe it, you yeah. tell everyone. If you don't believe it, don't tell anyone.
Because I would like to change gears once and start talking about your federal. He is a felon, and he's convicted, and he's running for president.
He's not convicted. Not convicted yet, John. Still do his process at this point.
You know who I'm talking about. Well, this is what his peers said from the Central Intelligence, the Defense Department, and its National Security Advisor. This is what they said. What would happen if we ever got into a real crisis with Trump as president?
Well, he
would. What would happen?
Go on the stage in Helsinki and basically give Putin a handy, near as I can tell.
What if he presses the big one?
Well, John, that's a risk for all those guys, isn't it?
But Trump is the worst one. He's a felon.
John, I will relish the day when I can say you're absolutely right. He's a convicted felon, but he's an accused felon 91 times.
I was going to say 91 times.
But the weight of the accusations until there is a conviction in a court of law has no bearing. You know, I think he's a criminal, and I think you think he's a criminal, but that's just because I've read what's in the public record. The criming's been pretty flaunted through the years, so I think he will eventually get convicted. But until then, you know, we owe him the benefit of the doubt. I'm sorry. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. Thanks for listening, John.
Yes, thank you, John. And again, the conversation to be had. Donald Trump has already said, you know, and has indicated as much, he'll use the force of the government to go after his adversaries, right? You know, the vermin, as he calls them.
Are you sure he's not talking about like the Star Wars literal force, like mind melding them or Darth Vadering him up against the wall?
Of course, no.
Throwing ketchup on him?
Lots of ketchup throwing. 844-967-2789. Let me throw this one out there. Crudy, ABC News. Well, here's their article. The boss is not going to leave. Proffer videos show ex-Trump lawyers telling Georgia prosecutors about efforts to overturn the 2020 election. ABC News obtained video from interviews held with Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell. And I think I highlighted a part here I want to share with you with Sidney Powell. If I can find it, again, 844-967-2789. Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis. I think it was Ellis. We don't care. Here it is. Let me throw this one out there, then we'll get back to the phones again. 844-967-2789. In the video of prosecutors' October 23rd proffer session with Ellis, she said that one of Trump's top White House aides, Dan Scavino, allegedly told her in an excited tone at a White House Christmas party weeks after the 2020 election that, quote, the boss is not going to leave under any circumstances, unquote. Ellis specifically noted during the proffer session.
Maybe he meant the Christmas party, Dom. You know, who wants... You know, I'm staying all night.
So much fun. That's right. I never want this night to end. Scavino, who worked for Donald Trump for decades at the Trump Organization before joining his presidential bid, came in response to her, again, Jenna Ellis, her apologizing over the lack of success with their election challenges in court, culminating with a Supreme Court loss, another one, that indicated their ability to challenge the election was essentially over. And he said to me, in kind of an excited tone, quote, well, we don't care. We're not going to leave. Ellis said of the alleged December 19th conversation with Scavino, and I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the boss, meaning Trump, and everyone understood the boss, that's what we called him, said, the boss is not going to leave under any circumstances. We're just going to stay in power. Ellis continued, and I said to him, well, it doesn't quite work that way, you realize. He said, we don't care. We don't care.
The you and what army theory? Little preview, foreshadowing.
I mean, sure, we knew all this, right? And this seems, you know, par for the course. with those around him. Of course, we know they don't care. I mean, hell, Mrs. Trump, she wore the jacket. They don't care. 844-967-2789.
Oh, you can't hold her fashion choices against the old man.
Fascist choices? I'm sorry, fashion choices.
Did I misspeak there? I can see where you might mishear me.
Yeah. Mike from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Strong name, Mike.
Well, why do you guys keep referencing polls? Did you ever listen to old Lee Dreyfus? The only polls he trusted were on the south side of Milwaukee and Stevens Point.
Right, Mike. I don't know, man. Especially this far out in the oversampling of Republicans, man. It's hard. There's a lot that can change, Mike.
Or maybe you guys polled answers too. You know, we trust those.
Polled answers, did you say?
Yeah. Tell me you've never seen them, of course.
Well, Dom tells me about them occasionally, but. Oh, no, last time I was in a strip club was with Dom after the Brewers won a, they were like in the divisional round of the playoffs, so that's got to be like 15 years ago. It's been a long time, Mike, and we were meeting a college buddy there. I wasn't there of my own volition, just for the record.
Well, just so the record, us fellow vermin, we don't trust the polls. And you know what Trump calls us now?
Well, he did over the weekend. Do you perceive yourself to be one that he would target with this invective?
Is this the opposite of the deplorable comments, you know, vermin versus deplorable? Is that similar? But I don't remember like Mussolini or Hitler referring to deplorables specifically more as vermin.
I can't.
Mike, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, they were all vermin, according to Hitler. Boy, he's playing right out of his playbook, ain't he?
Well, I got to think Stephen Miller's probably been a recent contributor to his speeches and social media posting. Mike, appreciate it. Accusing us of pole dancing, Dom. Now coming to the stage, Dominic.
Yeah, stick around for Crudy on deck. Crudy on deck. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. I mean, we got to laugh. We got to have fun. Otherwise, oh my God, the gravity of the comments by the former guy and what's going on in this country right now. And this, it's funny because I hear other conservative, you know, talkers, and they all sound like, you know, well, they're the ones upholding the Constitution, and it's all those, you know, lefties that are the ones that are, you know, mucking it up for everybody
by trying to steal elections,
democracy
through absentee ballot voting or whatever the case may be. Man, it doesn't really matter what the facts are, does it? They've got old facts.
It does. It does matter, man. It matters to me. It matters to anybody I hang around with, man. It matters for credibility. It matters for character. You know, there's got to be some basis in fact. Otherwise, what are we doing? I mean, yeah, if you have no basis in fact, if we can't look at a situation like, I don't know, January 6th, for example, let's just look at that one. If you think that, oh, it was a peaceful protest and everyone stayed within the velvet ropes, you know, we have a different view of reality. No, I would concur. Yeah. When they first started strolling around in there and we saw some of the video that Tucker put out there, whatever happened to that guy? That Tucker put out there, well, for a minute they were just kind of strolling around until they weren't. Until they started destroying the place and beating up cops and clubbing them with flagpoles and spraying them with bear spray and tasering them. You know, the thin blue line. Yeah, so I mean, how can you continue to defend the MAGA movement knowing what we saw, man? We saw it. We were on the radio when that happened, man. All you gotta do is look, it's right there. They were doing it, and they were there because Trump assembled the mob, and he set them on the Capitol.
We'll be wild. January 6th. Devil's Advocates, final segment. We'll be wild. Stick around.
The Tap.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around the Maggie Dawn Show. Coming up next and tomorrow on this big program, Melissa Sanchez, a reporter at ProPublica. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin migrant farm workers. We've touched on that last week. We're going to continue that conversation. Melissa Agard, our minority senator from Wisconsin, she's going to join us on Wednesday. Of course, a proud favorite, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Morning Cannolis on the Civic Media Network, 9 to 11 on Saturdays. He's going to join us on Thursday.
You know, Jim, I call him Jim because we're close like that. Jim Santel and I do a little private event with the Blue Skies Waukesha tomorrow night. I'll be in Waukesha, Dom. I'll be in the Studios, the Shaw, the Shaw. Jim and I are speakers, but we're being limited to 10 minutes. And I'm thinking, you can't put Crudy in a corner. 10 minutes.
You turn that mic off in 10 minutes, man. That's all you get. That's all you get.
You know, I just banged my exterior protuberance on my ankle, and I damn near swore on the radio.
Don't do that.
It was close. It was close.
Well, you already swore. You almost used an FCC, bad FCC word. Apparently, damn is one of them.
If you interrupt me one more time, I might start swearing again. 844-967-2789. Are you done? Are you done interrupting?
What are you and Jim going to talk about tomorrow with?
Well, you know what I talk about? I talk about radio and why radio is super cool and why radio will set us free. Because I think having a platform to speak truth, our truth, the truth, we're not the only voices here, lots of voices. James Santel, Morning Cannoli, he's a voice. Opinion,
right? There's a distinction between truth and opinions.
Yes. In my opinion, you're a pain in my ass. That happens to be true, but that would be more of a statement of opinion.
That is your opinion, certainly. I perhaps would not have that same opinion. Therefore, I would challenge that particular fact.
No, I'm not a pain in your ass.
No, you really, dude. Yeah.
Mostly.
Oh, that's so untrue. You know that. You know that's not true, man. It goes way back, Michael.
I'd like to think there's some mutual masochism going on, but I don't want to get the fetish people going on the text line.
Oh,
again,
man,
so.
No more RFK feet stories, please.
Any story you would like at 844-967-2789. Dom, what I'm looking forward to next week, oral arguments in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the gerrymandered maps for the first time, really, since we've been doing this 12 plus years, there's a chance, and I think a pretty good chance, that first we'll see a ruling from the Wisconsin Supreme Court that these maps are overly gerrymandered to the point that they do not reflect democracy. I mean, Wisconsin and like North Carolina are the two least democratic states in the nation. And it's not that a Democrat can't win statewide. It's that the maps are so rigged. As the Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz said, they're so rigged. It's so obvious that they're rigged. The math so bakes the outcome into the cake. It is really a bad outcome for all Wisconsinites. And, you know, when they do these local citizen referendums, people overwhelmingly say they don't want rigged maps. They want to choose their representation and not the other way around. And it doesn't really suit the outcomes of Republicans or Democrats. I mean, come on. Anybody really, really want the Gableman thing or the Janelle Branchen thing? You think even Robin Voss would like to put those things in the rearview mirror? But even Voss can get primaried by an Adam Steen, and the most powerful Republican in the state of Wisconsin could have lost. He only held his seat by 280 votes. Know, he had a president of the United States trying to get him knocked out.
Does that make Robin Voss more powerful than the former president because he survived that primary? Here's the thing. Here's
well, Trump didn't get Tim Michaels elected either.
The challenge is those that don't live, eat, breathe, and look at every headline or read every story they find pertinent. You know, there's folks that, again, are not that engaged, that are just trying to get through the day, that, you know, jumping from one foot to the other, managing kids, jobs, parents, God knows what. And that's assuming everything's good. Don't throw in health and all the other variables that life throws at you. So I think there's a gap that you and I need to fill to let people know why this is important. Maps are not an exciting thing to talk about. So we have to do better on that, man. We gotta articulate.
Maps excite me. The specter of a fair map in the state of Wisconsin.
No, I understand that. I get that. You're excited about it. I'm excited about it. Most folks don't give. I mean, they don't get it, man.
Well, look at the
why it's so important.
Look at the Protasiewicz race. Look at the efforts to impeach her, or at least the threats to do so before she had even ruled on a case. Right? They're already ready to impeach her. Why? Because the power comes from the maps. The power comes from the maps. Robin Voss, as long as he keeps his right flank covered, he's never going to lose to a Democrat. The maps never let them lose. So it doesn't matter how bad the representation is, they never lose.
Well, individual,
and the same thing from the Democrats' point of view, the few seats we have.
Restate, an individual candidate can lose, but most likely they're going to lose to another Republican.
Yeah, so which stays red, probably pulls them farther to the right.
Primary to the right. That's the whole thing. And that's, of course, the danger and the concentration that occurs when you actually don't have maps that represent everybody.
Well, and it also inspires the Janelle Branchen, who is effectively the Marjorie Taylor Greene of the state of Wisconsin, the greatest conspiracy theorist. And it inspires the Lauren Boberts on a national level. And here in the state of Wisconsin, it inspires the Andre Jacques. And there are different people here that are willing to throw out democracy, chuck it overboard if necessary.
Give it all away for a little more.
Well, for a little more power for their team. For their team, right? As long as we're in power, we're on the right side of history. And we get to write the history books. And as long as we don't allow fair elections, well, we never lose. And therefore, we get to keep writing the history books. Well, that could all change starting next Tuesday. Oral arguments, November 21st. It's a red letter day. Don't get lost in the yams and the cranberry sauce and the turkey and the arguing politics with Uncle Dom. Remember, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, most important oral arguments of this radio show's lifetime. Megan Dawn is next. The Paul Revere Show after that. You got to keep it locked right here. Civic Media. And I think Rick Smith's still going out 8 to 10. Working man, Rick Smith, our buddy. So, again, keep it locked, Civic Media. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Nate. We'll do it again tomorrow for your listening pleasure. Because, we are the greatest radio show ever. This is what we do.
It's true.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5
The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.